There might be an unusual sight in the sky on this last day in June, the sun. Today's forecast calls for morning clouds and fog giving way to some afternoon sunshine. It's an anomaly in this dreary month. This has been the cloudiest June in more than 100 years. Cloudy, yes, but not always rainy. Though it hardly seems likely, Boston rainfall is slightly below normal. Channel 5 meteorologist Mike Wonkum says the cloudy damp weather results from a weather pattern called a trough.
It's an upper-level wind that sort of dips down along the East Coast and then up over Greenland. So basically what happens is storms get caught in that and they don't move out. If they would move out, like typically happens in the summer, then we'd have periodic showers and then we go to sunshine.
The weather has not made it an easy year for many Massachusetts farmers. We spoke with a few at the Cambridge Central Square Farmers Market to see how their crops are holding up.
Dan Wadley, Kimball Fruit Farm, Pepperell, Massachusetts. We've lost about 80% of our strawberry crop. I picked the other day for 45 minutes, 5 quarts. Usually I can pick 20, 25 quarts an hour. Some of our tomatoes are suffering a little bit, withering low areas, but we have a great blueberry crop this year, peaches, apples, nectarines, and plums.
Turnip, rhubarb, is that it? And scallion?
I don't have a single pair of pants that aren't covered in mud. Steve Parker, Parker Farm, Lunenburg, Mass. The crops that aren't doing well are in the lower-lying fields. The cornfield in particular is just a swamp right now. This is why I grow close to 60 different things and plant every week.
For more now on how the dreary weather is affecting agriculture across the state, we're joined by Ruth Hazard, a vegetable specialist from the UMass Amherst Extension Program, which works with agricultural industries across the state. Good morning, Ruth, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Which crops have had it the worst so far?
Well, I would say the strawberry crop has been affected because the rains. It was a very good crop coming in. It was even a little early. But just as as it ripened up, we got into this period of wet and cold. And I think in some cases the crop did all right, but we had a good crop, but you might not have had the pickers that you wanted to come out because people don't like to pick strawberries as much in the rain as they do in the bright sunshine.
I've heard from dairy farmers and other farmers who grow hay who say that hay has been hurt by this bad weather, and because of all the bad weather, they might not get their usual 2 cuttings of hay this year.
Yeah, that's another crop that's been affected because just as the hay was getting mature, you want to cut hay at a certain point when the nutrient content is just what you're looking for. And if it gets too mature, then you lose that. And that's what's happened in a lot of hay fields.
You know, if you're sitting in New England, you're waiting for sweet corn or you're waiting for the early corn. We heard farmers at the Central Square Market say that corn fields, in at least one case, are covered in mud. What's that going to mean? What's it going to mean for all of us who are waiting for, who maybe already have the water boiling, waiting for the corn crop?
Well, I wouldn't be too worried because there's a lot of really great corn growing all over the state. There are certainly would be a few fields that are with heavy soils that are, have way too much water in them. But the growers I've talked to said their corn's coming along. Might be a little bit late, but it's coming along. You know, it's been a great year for things like lettuce and salad mix and peas. I talked with one farmer yesterday who said his potatoes have been growing really well, and he even was able to harvest some early potatoes. So he's going to be able to offer that old traditional New England dish of 4th of July peas and early potatoes.
What about the other viney vegetables that we all crave, the tomatoes, the peppers, the eggplants?
Yeah, well, sir, we have greenhouse tomatoes. You know, there's a lot of growers who grow early tomatoes in greenhouses, and they've been in the farmers markets, and they're really great. But the heat-loving crops have really been kind of hanging on, waiting for the heat and the sun to come, the peppers, eggplants, tomatoes. Even the summer squash.
So those varieties called the early boy and the early girl tomato might be not so early as we might hope this year.
It's all relative. You know, if you want an early tomato, you grow it in a greenhouse. That's how we get some really early good tomatoes.
And what about long range? What does this do to crops like apples and pears and plums that are going to come later?
Well, I think, and blueberries and raspberries, you know, I think on the one hand, the thing you worry about is, are they getting enough water? Are they getting too much water in their roots that can, you know, foster some diseases? Is the foliage suffering from the amount of moist air that we've had? There's really still a lot of summer left, and there's going to be good crops. I'm not too worried about that. We're not losing. We haven't lost our fruit. So it's been a little hard on the strawberries, but we haven't lost the rest of the fruit by any means.
Okay, Ruth, we're going to wait, and our mouths are just going to water maybe a little longer.
I wouldn't hold back. There's a lot of really delicious things to eat right now that have been grown here.
Ruth Hazard, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ruth Hazard is a vegetable specialist from the UMass Amherst Extension.